Coach, this be one of those games where you talk about defending hard to create offense. Did you like the way you defended and what it turned into?
I do. I thought we played a complete game all night long. You know, that's a good team we played against. They've got a lot of young talent. They're fast. They got a real good transition game. They're one of the best teams in the league off the rush. You know, they lead the league with scoring goals from the defensemen. We knew that was going to be an important aspect of the game, and I thought for the most part we played on top of them most of the night. You know, I thought they had a little pushback. They got some life when they scored in their power play. But 5-on-5, I thought for the most part, you know, it was a pretty solid effort.
Obviously, this is an art to stabilizing a game. Do you feel like you really took control of that game after they had a little bit of a push?
Yeah, I loved our response in the third period. You know, I thought we were playing on our toes. You know, we forced them to have to play 200 feet. You know, as I said, they're a good team. They've got some real talent and some guys that can fill the net over there. That, you know, I believe they had 41 5-on-5 goals going into tonight, if I'm not mistaken. You know, we know that team can score. So, you know, making sure that we check as hard as we did was going to be an important element of the game. And I thought the guys bought into it. You know, and as I said, I don't think we compromised offense to do it. We didn't score a ton of goals tonight, but we generated offense. And that's what we're looking for. I know the guys will score if they're generating offense like they are.
And on that note, you win a game in Tampa by scoring a ton. You win a game tonight not scoring a ton. Two different styles of games. What does that do for the mindset of this group, building confidence as the season goes on in these kinds of games?
Well, I just think it's evidence that we can win different ways. You know, I think, you know, a sign of a good team is when they have a comfort level playing in a one-goal game, in a low-scoring game. And I believe that we're developing that comfort level playing in a close one-goal, low-scoring game. And I think that's a sign of a good team. When you can play in your end zone and defend and you know, you don't have to hit the panic button. And you just have a certain level of confidence that everybody's going to do their job. And I think we're developing that with the group.
Were you thinking it was going to be a penalty shot when Radish hooks him, or were you thinking more minor there?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. You know, it's a referee's call in that circumstance.
It seems like after that, you guys had a really good push to control the beginning of the second period. I don't know if you feel like the Igor save gives you momentum, but is it almost, I mean, is it crazy to say that in some ways having the penalty shot and getting the stop versus having to defend a two-minute power play, is that almost, I mean, it kind of works out better for you in some ways?
Well, when you get the save, it does. Yeah. That's for sure. You know, I think it's one of those moments in a game that, you know, we call them critical moments. I think there are moments in a game that potentially have the, you know, they have the potential to change outcomes. And, you know, that's one of them. You know, we get a great save from Shesty in that instance. I think our team gets life from it. You know, I thought Sam Carrick's fight is another one. You know, Sam is a courageous guy. He sticks up for our team against one of the tougher guys in the league. You know, I just think there are instances in every game where they potentially can change outcomes. And so when teams respond the right way to those types of situations, I think it goes a long way to setting your group up for success.
It seems like recently, especially with Rempe being out, when the bell needs to be answered, Sam's been the guy to step up in a lot of those situations. Just what does that mean for the group? And is that, I mean, do you sense that he's going to do that in that situation? Because it obviously looked like tempers were starting to flare.
Well, I think, you know, yes, he has, you know, since Rempe has been out, and Sam's tough as nails. You know, he's a good fighter. He's brave. He's a tough kid, and he plays the game hard, and he plays an honest game. And, you know, I think, you know, that's a thankless job. But I know he commands so much respect from his teammates, his coaching staff. You know, all of us that are part of this group have a ton of respect for Sam, with the courage that he brings and how he sticks up for his teammates. It's really a thankless job, and, you know, he does a great job at it. And, you know, I just think it's an element that he adds to his game that makes him that much more valuable to our group.
Power play for the last five games has scored now. Obviously, that coincides with making the Cooley switch. Do you feel like that's been a big thing, or is it just more law of averages and they're, you know, starting to get something going now?
I'm sure it's a combination of both. You know, I think the net presence has been an important aspect of it. You know, I just think it when you have that net presence and you make the goalie sight lines difficult and you force defensemen to have to pay attention and defend you there, opportunity presents itself. And so I'm sure that was part of it. And, you know, give the rest of the players credit that are on it. They're executing. And so, you know, I thought for a lot of the season, the power play, once again, has generated a lot of offense. You know, we went through that stretch of games where it was just a struggle for us to score 5-on-5, the power play, every circumstance. But I feel like as the season's gone on here, we're starting to climb our way out of that. And, you know, most recently, the games that we've, you know, we've scored a fair amount of goals, I think is just evidence of that. But, you know, I'm sure Will's presence at the net front certainly helps.
Okay, thank you guys.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Sure.